Hey, it's Dawn McGrewer, the Business Growth Coach, and welcome to Dawn of a New Era, the podcast where we talk all things health, wealth, and happiness, and where founders share the good, and bad, and ugly of being an entrepreneur. So welcome to part four of our mini-series all about female empowerment as part of the podcast Dawn of a New Era. And today we're going to be talking about mindset matters for female founders and the importance of a growth mindset in entrepreneurship. So here are my seven steps to cultivate a growth mindset as a female founder. Cultivating a growth mindset is essential for any entrepreneur, especially female founders who often face additional societal and structural challenges. So here are seven steps to develop and nurture a growth mindset. Number one is all about embracing challenges. So the first thing that we need to do is view obstacles as opportunities for growth rather than setbacks, and take on new tasks that push you out of your comfort zone. Celebrate the journey and the learning, not just the outcome. So number two, learn from criticism. Seek constructive feedback from peers, mentors, and customers. Use criticism as a tool for self-improvement rather than a personal attack, and then reflect on the feedback and implement necessary changes. Criticism is valuable information that helps refine skills and strategies. Now, number three, persist in the face of setbacks. Develop resilience by maintaining a positive outlook, even when things go wrong, and break larger goals into smaller, manageable tasks to avoid feeling overwhelmed. And remind yourself of past successes of how you overcame previous failures. So setbacks are temporary and can be overcome with persistence and effort. Number four, celebrate effort, not just achievement. Acknowledge and reward both your efforts and those of your team, and focus on learning processes, not just the end results, and set incremental goals that motivate continuous effort and celebrate small wins. So effort and perseverance are just as important as the actual outcome and goal. And number five, cultivate curiosity and continuous learning. So engage in ongoing education through courses, workshops, and industry events. And read around topics relevant to your field and beyond to gain new perspectives. And then finally, foster a culture of learning within your team by encouraging knowledge sharing. So there's always more to learn, and every experience is a lesson. Number six, surround yourself with growth-minded individuals. I cannot express how important this is. Network with other entrepreneurs who exemplify a growth mindset. Or join support groups, mentoring programs, or mastermind groups. And also collaborate with teammates and peers who inspire and challenge you. So the company you keep influences your mindset and motivation. And last but not least, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding when you make mistakes, and avoid negative self-talk and replace it with affirmations for growth and improvement. Give yourself grace to make progress at your own pace. So self-compassion really fuels resilience and a proactive approach to growth. So by integrating these steps into your daily routine, you can cultivate a growth mindset that empowers you to navigate the challenges of entrepreneurship and lead your venture to success. So join me for our final episode of the mini-series, part five. And also remember to come and follow us on Instagram at Her Power Community and at Dawn of a New Era Podcast. Thanks for listening to Dawn of a New Era, the podcast brought to you in association with the Her Power Community. This initiative was founded by myself, and it's all about empowering female founders to recognize their limitless potential and pursue their ambitions with confidence. Now, there is less than 1.8% that goes into investing in female-founded businesses, and we are here to make positive change. So come and support us on Instagram at Her Power Community and find out more about what we're doing to support female founders to scale and grow their businesses.